Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. We've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Carol Lieberman will be with us. Dr. Lieberman, of course, is a expert when it comes to forensic psychiatry. She's been an expert witness for over 20 years. We'll have an interesting conversation with her. One of the things I want to talk to her about is if she's seen an impact in her trials and in the things that she's been involved in with what's happened as far as the indoctrination that we've been seeing go on in our schools. And as that's become a more significant issue, and children are being manipulated and so forth in schools relative to how they might view the world. Does she feel as though that's having an impact on the kinds of cases she's seeing and the individuals that she's seeing in those cases? So we'll kind of get her thoughts on that. Let's see. Top of the next hour, Ward Connerly is with us. Ward, of course, was the gentleman most responsible for the rollback of affirmative action in California and in a number of other states as well. And he has been pushing for the difference between equality versus equity. And we now see, according to an article that out this morning at the Epic Times, critical race theory has made its way into mandatory trainings at top U.S. medical schools. So now it's going to be happening in the medical world. I'm not sure exactly what that is supposed to look like, but CRT is now in our medical schools as well. Who's going to get treatment, and I guess who's not? So we'll see what that looks like. Also coming up, bottom of the hour, Matt Long is with us. What do we do with these politicians that make a lot of noise during the campaign season, but then do absolutely none of what they've said they're going to do. And we have that here happening right now in the state of Texas with three different offices. And we'll talk to you about the different things that they're doing, from Governor Abbott, who did nothing about the border and now all of a sudden has troops down there and, oh, I'm going to build a Texas wall. Well, where were you for the last 6 years? Where were you when we were trying to get this stopped? I know where you were, blocking all of this, or the lieutenant governor, or even the attorney general. So we'll talk about those things coming up at the bottom of this hour. But joining me now, as he does twice a month, and we want to talk to you about the, well, the spiritual warfare aspect and the and how that is playing a role in what's happening in our country and needs to, and how we will play a role and need to be playing a role as believers in using what God has given to us. I want to welcome from Freedom Encounters, Ken Thornburg. Ken, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's always a joy being with you. Always.
Thank you, brother. Well, you know, I was looking this morning up. We had started in part of this group of, you know, conversation that we're having. We started with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we started talking about the great falling away. And and something that, you know, I don't know that we really got too much into is a little bit further down in that same passage. You know, it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except that there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And then it goes on a little bit further. It says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, and that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
It's pretty heavy, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah. No, it is. Well, and then, you know, when you stop and you look at, you know, for example, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, right? That's where you had the church and Paul rebukes them. Actually, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm sorry, but where Paul rebukes them for being puffed up because they had compassion on someone that was having intimate relations with
his own mother.
Well, maybe it was his mother. It says among the Gentiles that one, yeah, exactly, with his father's wife. So not only did you have a situation where, you know, where you had a father that, and scripture talks a bit about divorce, and we won't get a lot into that this morning, but it that is part of this thing that was going on, because Paul's very specific to say, such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, and ye are puffed up and not rather have mourned. And I think that's an important piece to this, because when we talk about, you know, the issues, churches that are embracing homosexuality, churches that are embracing, you know, transgenderism, churches that you know are embracing things that God clearly calls an abomination.
And in a lot of cases, Greg, the church is not opposing those things that are referred to as an abomination. And abortion, of course, is the most obvious particular rule. You know, I'm going to ask our listeners, when is the last time, if ever, you heard your pastor preach against abortion and to ask his congregation to support those laws or organizations that were pro-life and try to stop it? I'm finding that in these last moments, what's happening is the church and individual believers are going one of two directions. Either they are turning back to comfort and the world because they just hate what is going on in the world, and in particular the United States, and now we're watching it in Canada with their liberties just being decimated. But we're watching this in real time. It isn't like watching a newsreel of what happened in World War II. It's happening in real time, and people can either run to the cross or they can turn back to comfort and the world and just say, you know, I just don't want anything to do with this. I just don't want to bother with it. I don't want to talk about it. Don't bring it up. I don't want to go there. And they're in total denial, or they are turning to the cross. They're turning to prayer. They're speaking up. They're speaking loudly. They're making their voice heard in standing up for righteousness and believing that he who is in them is greater than he who is in the world. But Greg, the purpose of this program, one of them, is the idea of spiritual warfare. And I believe that millions of believers are turning back to comfort and don't have one clue that every bit of their thoughts that are coming to their mind are coming from the demonic. It's coming from the enemy, because the enemy wants to take the Church of Jesus Christ out of the equation.
Well, Ken, let me insert here too. I think the other, and I think you've hit on a good thing, a topic relative to the comfort issue, but I think that the church also is running back to comfort. You know,
exactly.
Scripture reminds us that there's going to be an embrace of the tickling of the ears. But here's the thing.
That's right.
The church is trying to figure out how does it provide comfort to these individuals, right?
Yeah.
And so yeah. I think part of the embrace of homosexuality, part of it, and I believe me, folks, I have spoken very harshly to a degree against the church or at the church or towards the church or with the church in correction. And I still believe that is from the Lord. But I believe that God's Spirit is also moving into a place of saying, here's why this is happening. It's because the church has lost its recognition of its own power to break the bondage of sin, to break free. So the church is saying, we can't get free from this. How can we expect the world to get free from this? And so we're going to invite the world to come in, and we're going to make accommodations for these things, because mm-hmm. when we look in our own closet, we see the ugliness of the things that are in that closet, and we don't believe that we can overcome. We don't see ourselves necessarily as overcomers. Go ahead.
In our scripture that you've read on the next page, 2 Thessalonians 3:3, and I know we're close to our break time here, but the word says, in spite of all the stuff that you read, which is true and happening right now, it's not something in the sweet by and by another 100 years or 5 years, it's happening now. But the word of God says, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Mm. And that includes all of that evil that people are tempted to run away from, that Satan is trying to move the church and move the individuals in that church, true believers, into falling away and just saying, I just don't want anything to do with it. Nah, 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 nah. You know how they do that with your fingers in your ears. And the church is made up of individuals. And this is our temptation, is to run away. but the world is about to be seriously shaken on a global scale. And the evil connections and corruption in this world are about to be revealed to all humanity. And I tell you what, believers in Christ and non-believers are going to be so shocked to see the connections between them.
Yeah, it's well, and you know, I think again, and I'll just close our this portion of our segment off with this thought, 2 Corinthians 11, but what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, that they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Back after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Ken Thornburg. And we're talking about this, the falling away. We're talking about the deception that the enemy is sending upon the church, the delusion. At the same time, I know you have some things that you want to share about this, and I think that they are so important for our audience to hear. There's also at the same time going to be this opportunity of harvest. There are a lot of people that are saying, I want help. I want something different. The reason I believe that so many churches are emptied is because of hunger. And, you look at what Sean Fuchs is doing, you look at what some of these other ministers are doing, they're seeing incredible turnouts and incredible outpourings and people that are hungry, and they're hungry for real transformation. Sean doesn't back away from anything that's controversial. But he says, look, the power of God is able. I was watching Ryan LaStrange, who is a very powerful prophetic ministry. And he was talking about, look, what's going to change people is the fire of God. What has to fall on the earth and what has to fall in these services is truly the fire of God. And so it's a confession, but it is also allowing the power of God to be released in your service, because truly it has to be. This is a supernatural transformation that takes place. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, it does. And, people got to recognize that right now, the dark is getting darker and the light is getting greater. And fewer and fewer people are left in the middle of the road, that we're getting run over by both sides. And now we're having to take and make choices. We're having to choose Jesus Christ or the easy, comfortable, worldly way. The Word of God says in 1 Peter 1:6-7, this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is it. We're going to have greater trials. And our listeners are going, I don't like this message. I don't like to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Well, guess what? Neither do I. But the truth is, we're going to have greater trials. Mm-hmm. We've never lived in a time where sin has gone viral in society.
Yeah. But it has. Yeah.
Well, and so guess what? We have to realize the trials are coming, but greater is he who is in you than that one who has been speaking to you nonstop. Give up, leave the faith. Get out of here. Obviously, it doesn't work. Look at the condition of the world. Oh, if there was a God, this wouldn't be happening. Well, it's because Satan wants you to not recognize he's the author of all the hatred, of getting people to turn against the Church of Jesus Christ. But the Word of God says it was going to happen. And it is happening. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Hold on to the one who is the only answer. And this is what I wanted to really share with our people today is we don't want to become an asterisk for these last moments and the great falling away happening before our eyes, Greg. We don't want to just be an asterisk. It could have happened. They could have helped. They could have made a difference.
Well, there'll be a judgment, a rendering for that. I mean, we have a responsibility. And I think you talked about the divide, the separation, you know. Let's not forget that Jesus spoke that there's going to be a separation between the wheat and the chaff. Jesus gave parables about that separation that's going to happen. There's much in the body of Christ that talks about that is coming out right now about, we all have to be unified. We all have to come together. We all have to be folks. I'm just going to kind of burst that bubble for just a minute, because sadly there's a right side of this and there's a wrong side to this. And there is a choice to lay out. Deuteronomy 30 says, I set before you this day life and death. Choose life. Those are God's words. I set before you life and death. Choose life. There are those that will choose death. You can't change that. You can't change them. God can. God can. And you can pray and you can ask for more of His Spirit and more of Him in you, working in you. But He'll send you to the ones that are ready to receive.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome the Hill Country Patriot radio stations and the Hill Country Patriot radio program, the Matt Long Show. And my good friend Matt Long joins us here every Tuesday. Matt, welcome aboard. Great to have you and your audience with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here, Pastor Greg. Always a pleasure.
Well, my friend, it is it's election time in Texas.
Oh boy!
Yeah. So that means that the campaign Republicans are out in full force. They're Abbott sending troops down to the border and building the wall, and the lieutenant governor has now suddenly decided that these bad teachers shouldn't be tenured, and Ken Paxton, I guess, has made his own little niche of things that he's going to get after and address, but you have to scratch your head and wonder where they've been the last 6 years.
Oh yeah, no kidding. And Ken Paxton now is saying that puberty blockers are child abuse, in his official opinion. And we begged for that opinion during the last session. I don't know if anybody did in the session before that, or the three sessions that we've been dealing with these tranny issues. And by the way, we need to start taking the viewpoint that transgender does not exist. There's no such thing. It is a figment of the imagination. It is the same as unicorns. They don't exist. It's impossible. So anyway, Paxton, we were trying to get the state to say, look, we don't need to pass laws on this. This is child abuse. And yet nobody in the government would say it was child abuse. And Paxton would have been at the lead of that in saying that it was child abuse, but he never did. But now that he's running in the primary, all of a sudden Paxton says puberty blockers are child abuse, in his official opinion.
Well, you know, when we were trying to get protections, I was looking back at some old video that I had shot and some pictures that I'd shot from back in, I think, 2015, down there, at the Capitol, when we were pushing for the pastor protection bill, and when we were trying to stop Sharia law, right, from coming into place. I remember, even back then, there were a number of other bills that we were trying to get put in place here in Texas. And I even posted on my Facebook page a quote from Abbott, who quoted the Texas Constitution and said, the Texas Constitution says that marriage is between a man and a woman, and I'm going to defend that, and I'll never let that be changed, and that's what we stand on. I haven't heard a peep. And as a matter of fact, when we were down there trying to get those kinds of bills put in place and those kinds of protections set before the Obergefell decision, guess what? Greg Abbott was absolutely silent about defending marriage.
Yeah. And this is what gets so frustrating for us who actually go to the Capitol year in and year out, or every 2 years. We go to the Capitol and we watch what these people do. We watch how they behave. We watch what they don't do. We watch how they run their committee meetings. We go to their offices. We visit with them. We try to visit with them. There's some of them that pretty quickly don't like us and see us when we're coming. The rhinos don't want us walking into their office. And so and then when it comes election time and we're desperately telling people that Andy Mueller is not a good conservative, that Senator Dawn Buckingham is not a good conservative. She never was. And they come out with these flyers with babies and conservative this, and everybody's a conservative candidate. And it gets so frustrating at this time of the year where we're trying to tell people, why are you falling for all the lies on the cards and the flyers that go out, and not paying attention to those of us who go to the Capitol and watch them in action and know how they behave? And it's just so frustrating.
Because I think the issue is that for, you know, the average Texan, the average American that's sitting around their kitchen table, and you know, sadly these days, most of it is not sitting around the kitchen table. Most of it is flying by the kitchen table, and, you know, their inability to, you know, make those kinds of connections. But for most Americans, they're either too busy with trying to just, you know, what they look at as surviving, or they feel as though the things that are going on are so far removed from them, they don't impact them. Or, Matt, they've thrown their hands up when it comes to the political process and said, look, it's all skewed. It's all, you know, lies, and they're not going to do what we want. And they feel as though they don't have any power or any control in the situation. I think it's one of those three things.
It's got to be something. You know, I lost a listener last night. So one of my listeners wrote me a letter and said something, well, I don't vote. And I wrote him back without thinking. I said, just take me off your mailing list. If you're not going to vote, I'm not even going to bother to open up an email from you. And I got a reply from him that said he's not going to listen to my show anymore, which begs the question of why was he listening in the first place? And if you're not going to vote and brag on not voting, then I can't waste my time on you, because that is the first step in taking control of what's going on. You know, let's see, Lieutenant Dan comes out with, we had all kinds of opportunities for Lieutenant Dan and bills coming up to fight CRT during the last session, if you recall that.
Right, you bet.
And Lieutenant Dan, what did he do, Pastor Craig?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't do anything. Not a thing. A whole lot of hot air. Speaking of hot air,
go ahead,
and then I found that quote from Abbott. Go ahead.
And so now he's coming up with a proposal to fight CRT, and he's bragging about the legislation that he's going to file, you know, in the next session. That is, if he makes it back. And it's just so, it's just so disgusting. I don't even know where to go with it, Pastor Greg. Go ahead with the Abbott quote.
All right, so this is from February 19th, 2015. Abbott releases a statement regarding a response to a ruling by a Travis County district judge. Article 1, Section 32 of the Texas Constitution defines marriage as consisting only of the union of one man and one woman, and was approved by more than 3/4 of Texas voters. I am committed to ensuring that the Texas Constitution is upheld and that the rule of law is maintained in the state of Texas.
Sounds like he was really going to fight for that, doesn't it?
Well, it does, except for there was a problem with that, folks, and that is that every bill that came up that had to do with securing the rights of Texas officials to stand on that, securing the right of Texas by saying we're not going to bow to any federal overreach because we have this in our Constitution, and according to the 10th Amendment, this is going to be the law in Texas. And unless you're going to withdraw and overturn the 10th Amendment, you can't come in here and tell us how to operate and how to run things in our state. Unless you're going to overturn the 10th Amendment, you're going to have to actually change the Constitution and put in an amendment that changes the Constitution, or remove the amendment, the 10th Amendment, remove it and make it null and void. Those are the only ways in which you can come into the state of Texas and violate our state's sovereign Constitution.
Yeah, and that is where we need to, honestly, Pastor Greg, up until maybe 15 years ago, there just didn't seem to be any reason for states to bring up the 10th Amendment. I can't think of much of one. And yet now here it is, and it is time that the 10th Amendment is exercised and that Texans stand up for Texans. And I know you have listeners all over the country, Pastor Greg. It's the same in every state. That was the whole point behind this experiment of separate individual states with a really small federal overlook to make sure that we all got along with each other.
And not only is it the, relative to maintaining the power of the state, but then, and you and I talked about this in some stuff that you and I did, and folks, we talked about this with our constitutional attorney. It's the rights of the people. The 9th and the 10th Amendment secure the rights of the individual. So the powers belong to the state that don't belong to the federal government. The state retains powers, but all rights, it's called the Bill of Rights for a reason. All rights are retained to the individual. And there are rights that we have individually to decide how we will live our lives in our states, in our communities. We have those rights. That's why states went. That's why there were 13 different colonies that turned into 13 different states. That's why the Mormons went to Utah and founded their own state so that they can have their own rules in their own state. And that was great. That's part of the United States, folks. That's a right that they had to do that. And I support that all day long. But it's the rights of the people, and rights come from God. Back up.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I want to remind you to get over to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up for our email today. Also want to remind you to support our sponsors, and one of those is Patriot Mobile. Be sure and check out Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/chosen for free activation. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative national mobile phone network. Patriot Mobile. Be sure and check them out today and make that switch. We're all on cell phones, and you can support our biblical Christian constitutional values by supporting companies that support those beliefs. And Patriot Mobile is one of those. PatriotMobile.com/chosen or call them today at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, and use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Well, thank you so much, folks, for being with me today. I do greatly appreciate you being on the program today. I want to give you a little bit of a heads up about what's coming up. Let's see. Tomorrow on the program, Michael Morris is with us, Free Speech America, Pastor Clenard, Howard Childress Jr., BlackGenocide.org, David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney, and Claire Lopez joins us, along with Rick Manning. Lots heating up along the Ukrainian situation, so we'll have that coming up for you. Dr. Judy Mikovits is back with us on Thursday to open up the program, and Dr. Brian Hooker, who is also a featured virologist. So we'll have a double impact of that. It's going to be some good stuff coming up for you there as well. Todd Benzman is with us, and Tracy Fenton is with us also on Thursday. So a lot of good stuff coming up for you. Trying to get Chip Roy nailed down for Friday. Don Jans, Ryan Hartwig, who is the Facebook whistleblower, and Al-Rasuli, our Islamic expert, is with us on Friday as well. So great week of programming coming up. Please don't miss a minute of it. You can always get the podcast, of course, at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And if you get signed up for the email, you will get a copy of the program delivered right into your email. We send out the video each and every day, so you can watch the video pick it out. It's going to come to you in a link, so you can scroll forward, scroll backwards, look at it however you want to do it. I want to remind you about our ministry in India, what we're doing over there. We definitely do need your assistance, so if you can help us with that, we will be most appreciative, and you'll see the commercial spots relative to India. I'll have some more of those coming up a little bit later on in this next hour. If you're watching us on TV, you'll see the impact of our wells and some of the miracle stuff that happens and so forth. So we'll have that coming up for you. Ward Connerly joins me at the top of the hour. We'll talk CRT with him. Dr. Carol Lieberman is with me at the bottom of next hour as well. Let me jump into this real quick. And this is kind of along the lines of what Ken Thornburg and I were talking about. This is in, again, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, "But what I do, that will I do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed, as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." In other words, the false teachings that are going on. And again, as I was sharing in that first half hour, something that God's really been putting on my heart is understanding this idea of social justice and inequities and, you know, reaching out to these different communities and what have you. Look, sharing the gospel message and reaching out to share the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and how it sets us free from sin and death, that is a message shared with everyone, to everyone, an opportunity to embrace that, as I said, to set before us life and death. But the problem that I believe is part of the issue here is not a full application of the power of the transformation that happens in the life of the believer and that can happen, and the freedom that can be experienced when one is set free from sin in this life. No longer in bondage. Paul speaks about it quite clearly in Romans that we are no longer in bondage to sin, because we now have a new master and old things have passed away. That's 2 Thessalonians 5, I believe it's in Thessalonians 5, where it says that all old things have passed away, all things have become new. Pardon the pastor as he's fumbling through this, but let me see here. All things are new. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Old things are gone. Gone. That's where Galatians 2:20 is so critically important to understand. Crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Meaning that my old nature has been put on the cross, and it's dead. And that's the thing that the enemy tries to revive, bring back, put back, drape over us, hang on us, is that old nature. Because that's the only thing the enemy has any control over, is his inroads into the old nature that we used to have. That's why I said when Ryan LaStrange was talking about the fire of God, how necessary the fire of God is, the power of God to come upon us. Because it's the fire of God that actually causes this incredible change and transformation. It's what changes us. And it's something that only God can do, but it's something that he desires to do. And it's... of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father, I confess my sins, and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I present myself before you. Change me, transform me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that, reach out to me at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'd love to connect with you. God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours. Thank you.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.